Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another Saturday special. This is EV News Daily for Saturday, the 5th of January. My name is Martin Lee, and I've mentioned a couple of times this year so far in 2019 that I'd like to maybe spend a couple of weeks, maybe this month actually, looking at EV hire or EV rental. So this is one of my theories about EVs. The last year has been an incredible journey on the podcast, starting it last January, literally having like no listeners for the first few months. And then it built slowly. And then there's been times where I know it's been shared by certain people and I've seen those jumps in listenership. And then it's been building and building. And so as we approach the second year of the podcast, I'm thinking about how can we use this as a platform to get more people driving EVs, not just EV enthusiasts listening to it. And one of those things that I know we have lots of EV curious people listening, they're not EV owners yet. So I want to talk about hiring and renting EVs, because one of the things that flicked a switch for so many people, certainly my wife as well, I mean, I've been banging on about electric cars for years, and yet when I finally got her to drive one herself, I mean, she bought one within weeks, because it's like, oh, this is great. It's quiet and it's quick and it's simple and there's no gear change and I get in it and it's always full. Fine, we'll buy one. And so that's why I want to talk about getting people in them. I think once you've had the experience, a test drive, then you're going to buy one. Now, you might not always want to go to a dealer and test drive one. You know what I'm saying? Like the hard sales thing, the whole salesman shtick. I don't like that. I don't fancy that. But what about renting an EV or renting a Tesla or hiring one? Well, that's a different matter. Take one for the weekend, head out into the hills or go camping for the weekend, go to the beach. That sounds cool. So earlier this year, we told you about a new partner of the podcast, and that is Paul and his venture, which is, well, look, you know what? I'll let him tell you all about it. Hey, Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Martin, how's everything?
Really good. It's, I don't know what it's like where you are here, January in the UK, about -2, -3 degrees. I can't do the conversion to Fahrenheit, but it's cold. It's
yeah, same here. Yeah, we're hitting 50 degrees Fahrenheit, which is fairly balmy for this time of year. So we're going to enjoy it today, take the puppy out a little later. Looking forward to it.
Oh, man. Well, the preheat on the EV is being used a lot this time of year to make it toasty. So, hey, look, we connected on Facebook first. We chatted, and you have electricmotoring.net. And as I was talking to you about how I'm kind of obsessed now with getting people in EVs, how I think the hiring and renting EVs is just going to be so important so that people can try one for minimal outlay. So tell me about electricmotoring.net. I think they call it like the elevator pitch. So let everyone know what you're all about.
Yeah, so basically I started the company electricmotoring.net. It's a side business originally, and I've kind of devoted more and more time to it. Just with the express sort of intention of what you're mentioning, get as many people as possible into electric cars and just try them out. So I had the exact same experience you mentioned as far as, once I did drive a Tesla, I didn't want to drive anything else. So rented a car on Turo in Los Angeles, drove it down to San Diego, and that was it. I mean, I was hooked. And 1 month later or 45 days later, put down a deposit for a Model 3 and buying Teslas and having them available for rent to everybody. So, along the lines of what you said, it makes it more accessible for everybody as compared to just going for a test drive where you get 30 minutes to check it out, see if you like it. It's more, geared around an activity that you might otherwise have. Like me, for example, when I wanted to, show the wife, take her for a weekend trip to San Diego, doing that with the car on my schedule was just invaluable. I couldn't do that at a Hertz or a Enterprise rent-a-car here in the States. So this whole shared car thing that Turo was doing and Get Around, another company here in the States, it's phenomenal. And I've had a great experience both as a consumer and now ultimately, you know, providing the product as well.
Now, look, we do have people listening to this podcast all around the world. We do have that here in the UK as an app. I've downloaded it. The Turo rental prices in London, because there's not a ton of competition, I mean, they're really high. There's no kind of like where Airbnb can get you a bit of a bargain. All the stuff I've looked at least on my Turo app, it's like, wow, that's a lot. How does it, for people listening to the podcast from wherever they are in the world, they might not even have this app to use. What's the experience like in the US?
I'd say it's sort of a competitive market at this point, especially as, you know, the really what the consumer is looking for these days is the Model 3. I mean, you know, the S and the X are always going to be there. It's a luxury experience. And, you know, people are going out for prom season, for example. It's all about the Model 3, like what people are looking for. You get a better price, and realistically, it's better tech. So people look to that, you know, sort of new technology and something that they really want to try. As more and more people get Model 3s, it's just going to drive the price lower and lower, where realistically I think at some point going to be comparable to getting something at Enterprise for, you know, $70, $80 a day. I think it's going to be pretty reasonable to expect to get a Model 3 for that same amount of money, especially once they do start delivering a $35,000 base model.
Yeah, no, completely. I think that one of the big magazines here in the UK, there's a US version, it's called Car, just simply Car Magazine. Their front cover in the summer was a Model 3, and I know the editor, and he was saying, hey, look, it's sold, you know, a load of copies. They have to, you know, magazine front covers can make your year or ruin your year if you get one wrong. So they were delighted to put the Model 3 on. It did really well. But in the article, it says, you know, we couldn't get one from Tesla because it was just, you know, it was early and they were just making a ton of them. And so we hired one from Turo. And I think a couple of other magazines have done that as well. I think as well, when the fully charged YouTube channel went to the US, whether they hired one or whether they had one of their viewers lend them one. But in terms of EV rental in the US, what's the market and what's the general, is it just this one app you can use or are there other companies?
So basically the Turo is sort of the main one, I would say. They advertise, you know, on CNBC, so I think they have the largest presence. But locally, get around here, you know, they service sort of larger urban markets. It's sort of a different business model where, you know, Turo, you're either meeting people at the airport for deliveries and that sort of thing, and it's more of like a personal experience. With get around, it's all sort of hands off and just take the car for a couple hours on a, you know, say for a weekend dinner type situation. So, you know, those two would be the major apps. Get around is great for what it is, you know, more of a urban kind of consumer as compared to, you know, someone renting on Turo might be more likely to be a family in town to experience a car or something like that.
That's interesting. Okay. So let's, here in the UK, there's a few companies. There's one that's expanded into Europe as well. And there's some local ones, but really no one is a dedicated EV hire company. And the thing about companies that are dedicated to EVs is that, or even owners, you know, if you're on Turo and you're renting an EV off someone, you know that if they're an owner, then they're an expert. Whereas if they're kind of this large corporation, you worry about the person at the front desk and are they going to tell you everything you need to know about charging? I mean, they might be really good, but also, you know, a lot of people have had that experience where they've wanted an EV, they've gone to buy one in the dealer, and the dealership is like, you know, oh, it takes like 8 hours to charge at home, but I've got a great diesel one over here, then, you know, come and have a look at this car that I get a higher margin of. So people kind of worry about that. Whereas with you, you have more than one car, but you're certainly of a size where you can give that personal service.
That's exactly right. So a lot of people, they just want to kind of figure out what this whole electric car phenomenon is. You know, they'll do a little bit of research and what have you. And they're looking for someone to really just let them know, you know, what's going to happen. Like, you know, in the winter, how much more power is the battery going to take to move around and to consume the battery to heat the car and what have you. So all those kind of intricacies are, I would say, number one, why they're renting a car, to experience it themselves. But they really want someone that's going to give them, you know, this, like, I don't want to say hold their hand through the experience, but certainly that has happened. You know, I had a guy that returned a Model 3 last night. He was a little disappointed that he wasn't getting the full 310 miles range that was expected on it. And I mean, realistically, it's, you know, you could do that. You could get the 310. You could certainly hypermile it and get 500 miles out of the tank. But, you know, you want to drive as reasonably, as comfortably as possible too. You don't want to drive, you know, 30 miles an hour for a, you know, 10 or 20 hour road trip or whatever to make that happen. So, yeah, that's definitely a large part of it. Having someone to steer them and tell them exactly what's going on with the car itself. There's several companies around the country here and even into Canada. Evoto Rentals up in Canada, you know, they do the kind of the same thing. They have, you know, half a dozen or maybe a dozen. And that's one of the larger ones, cars. And they have two or three people kind of dedicated to spreading this whole EV message. You know, like we're along the same lines. You know, I'm doing it here in Chicago. They're in Canada. There's another one up in, I think, the Boston area as well. And, you know, so as far as that experience, what you're making reference to, it's pretty, like, to go in with one of those outfits is going to be a good measure of getting, number one, a variety of whatever car you want, and then certainly the, you know, person on the spot to give you all the details on it.
So, knowing that January was going to be a month I wanted to talk about car rental, in December I thought let's go through the process here in the UK myself. So rather than kind of calling companies up and saying I'd do the podcast, or you've even heard of it, which would be amazing, but and trying to, I don't know, like, blag something, I thought, let's go online and do it. So, you know, the website looks great. They only do white Teslas and S's and X's. So I went on their website and filled out all the details, and it said what was available where. I put my credit card details in, and then it was quite easy. Did that, hired it, got the confirmation email, that's fine. Then they called. And then they called me, I mean, really pleasant, but hey, we got your email. It didn't sound like a booking, but we got your email. So we haven't got the car available that you wanted, but we can get a Model X and like £300 more. It was like hundreds of pounds more. And they're like upselling me on that. And I was like, that's kind of like, I thought I was booking a car. Now, that might just be like the way they do it or whatever. I don't want to criticize them, but that was my experience. And, or maybe it just generally was like a bug or a glitch in the system. Everyone has tech issues. And so I could have been a one-off. With you, so with electricmotoring.net, so someone's listening to this, they are either flying into Chicago, maybe they're even in the area, and they want to hire one of your cars, take it on a road trip, or just experience it. How does it work with you and electricmotoring.net?
If you're booking a car with me personally, of course, I just have it, you know, sort of confirmed and either available for pickup or delivery schedule made to meet the person, you know, at the airport or whatever it is. Once that is booked, it's locked in and confirmed. You know, usually it's going to be through one of the car sharing apps, Getaround or Turo. And both of those two have sort of stiff penalties for me, the owner, as well, if I'm going to, you know, for whatever reason, cancel the reservation. To me, that's about the worst thing you could do to a potential renter of a car. Like what you said, you know, the experience of it is you have this thing set up and you're looking forward to this sort of, you know, large event, right? Like you're traveling someplace or whatever it is.
Oh, I was psyched. Sure. I was so excited. And like, I cleared it with my wife because I'm like, this is, you know, this is hundreds of pounds. Sure. This is not money that, you know, comes into the podcast. That money gets spent on hosting and streaming and a bit of Facebook advertising, and
sure,
SoundCloud is a few bucks a month. And so this was our own money. I'm like spending Patreon money on this. And so, and we got excited and psyched. And then, and of course, when the guy said, oh, I'll do you a refund, what's your email? And I gave it. And he was like, oh, what's EV News Daily? Like, what's that? So, oh, it's like podcast. And I was going to do a feature on rental, but don't worry. He was like, right. And like, I'm really sorry. I was like, oh, like, don't worry. Like, honestly, sure, these things happen. I'm sure like a one in a million probably.
Yeah, right, right.
But I wanted to experience it and how easy it was. And then I was like, oh man, this is a real bummer.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that everyone loves to talk about is the cars and the specs. So what you got and what can people hire?
Well, I'd say sort of the hottest item right now is definitely the Model 3, just a long-range rear-wheel drive. The one I rent is a white Model 3, most popular one. 0-60 is 5.2 seconds, 310 miles range. And really, like, as far as efficiency of the motor, you could tell that compared to the, you know, Model S and Model X, it's going to be the one that kind of manages the battery power most efficiently. So That's definitely I'd say sort of the flagship now. Also do have available Model X B100 DL, and that thing goes 0-60 2.8 seconds.
That's like that that's the car that you that people have seen a million YouTube videos made of people with the front facing or the camera facing back into the cabin and people giving, I don't know, like their mum a 0-60 ride and they're just like seeing the look on their friends and family's faces. Is that, I mean, is it really, I've never done 0-60 in a P100 DL. Is it literally kind of rip your face off? Like, it's so exhilarating.
Oh yeah. It's completely unnecessary. You know, like, it's unbelievable. Like when they first, you know, came out with the Roadster and, you know, it's a 0-60, 1.9 seconds. I'm like, man, I don't need that. The P100 DL X is more than enough. But then he did mention he's going to have a SpaceX edition with the rockets.
Yeah, like compressed gas or something. Yeah,
yeah, like so now I kind of feel like I have to get that because he's making that SpaceX edition. He's going to have rockets, you know? Come on.
Oh my God.
Oh, good Lord. But yeah, that Model X is a hoot. I like the X. It's real fancy with the doors, you know, self-presented door. You walk up to your driver's side door, it opens up for you. Really, really well done, you know.
So the things that I think about with hiring a car, and again, one of the reasons that I kind of what I was going to do before Christmas was because this company make it really easy for you. So they're like unlimited miles, and all of their cars come with free supercharging. So in terms of how you sort out things like charging, because, you know, not all the newer cars come with, I mean, there's obviously referral codes and stuff. So how do you do that? Do you give away free charging or what?
Oh, sure. So on the Model S and Model X, it is free supercharging, unlimited supercharging. I think it's pretty much true of, you know, almost all Model S's and X's that were sold. You know, just now, maybe in the past quarter or so, they started doing it where they're, you know, given just a free 6 months of supercharging or whatever. But those two cars are always going to be free supercharging. The Model 3, ILs include the first charge that comes with the car. It's charged at 280 miles upon pickup. Included, and then supercharging, there is a fee for that. It's nominal here in Chicagoland or the state of Illinois, 24 cents a kilowatt hour. So what Tesla does with that is they pay, you know, theoretically, like all of us pay 12 cents a kilowatt hour after fees, and they basically double it if you go to a supercharger to charge there. So they make it give you an incentive to charge at home. I really do try to go, you know, level two charging on all my cars personally, you know, when I'm driving. And, you know, even if it's a Model S or X, for me, it's just a convenience thing, obviously. You know, having a plug, the gas station at home, we say, is an absolute convenience.
So in terms of where you're listening, you know, here in the UK, California gets all of the publicity, I mean, not only where Teslas are made, but in terms of how incredible the state has been at supporting renewable energy and green mobility and all those kind of things. But obviously, there are certain bits of the US, it's so vast, it must just change from area to area. Where you're based, what's the kind of EV scene like?
You know, there's definitely a push for renewable power, specifically once you do actually own an EV. You know, I think people are sort of persuaded to fill up their car with sunshine is sort of my dream. You know, I've got solar panels on order actually with Tesla now. It's been an ordeal. I've been at my house personally. It's going on a year now that I'm waiting on my system to be set up. So, you know, people that drive these cars, they want to fill it up with solar. And for me personally, like, I want to offer that to potential clients as well. So, you know, they want to rent a car, I can tell them, hey, look, this is filled up with solar power, and, you know, show them the system or whatever, if they're picking it up here, that'd be ideal.
What do you think it is about this company, this movement, this charismatic leader they've got, where people will wait 3 years for a car? You know, here in the UK, the right-hand drive version of the Model 3, like summer at the earliest, but that might slip and be later in the year. It'd be great if it was summertime, but it could be. But people don't mind. You know, these solar tiles are amazing. Can I get them? Yeah, of course. At some point in the future. These power walls are amazing. Can I get one? Yeah, of course. At some point. You know, I've got friends here in the UK that, you know, install power walls, and they're like, you know, say to Tesla, can we get them? Like, yep, okay, well, we, you know, we're busy making cells. Yeah, and so, but people seem to have almost limitless patience because they believe in the cause, almost. Is that the case for you? I mean, what is it about this company?
I would say if there was another comparable product out there where it'd be, you know, in the case of a power wall, I don't think there's really a thing at home that compares to it as far as the tech you're going to get and, you know, the look of it, just how beautiful the whole situation is. It's the same thing with the cars. You know, people wait on a Model 3 because, you know, it supercharges. You know, you can you can charge it anywhere. The tech on it is incredible. The look of it, you know, like all these Tesla killers come out and, you know, to sort of grade, they're hyped up. But then when they actually hit the market, it's, you know, it doesn't turn into a thing where it's a kind of a viable competitor. I really like the Taycan or Taycan, however you pronounce it. I think it looks beautiful, but if it doesn't supercharge, you know, what's the point? It's sort of like just a city car, you know?
Hey, before we go, when we were chatting over email as well, and you said, oh, by the way, I've also got this, if people want to not only book a car, but book a place to stay, like you've got this other thing as well going on, and you're going to put some solar on that. What's that all about?
So yeah, that's basically, I have my lake house available for Airbnb rental at this point, and sort of, you know, watching, I'm a, you know, obsessed Tesla geek, and I watch all the YouTube channels, listen to all the podcasts, all that stuff. Kim at Like Tesla, I think she's gone to different houses where, you know, there's been solar powered houses and what have you. And just thinking about like that aspect of me traveling personally, if I did have access to a place that was solar powered and I could plug in my Tesla there, I mean, I'd pick that every time. So that's sort of how I started this whole thing with renting the Teslas and now moving on to this house situation on Airbnb, where having that available for me as a consumer is what inspired me to, you know, to kind of put that on the market and really, you know, have this sort of pretty rare experience, I would say, of staying in a city and having access to charge a car with sunshine.
Wow, that's so cool. And that's all available on electricmotoring.net. So someone can go online and just do the whole thing. They can get the car, they can get the lake house and just have an amazing vacation all through the website.
Sure thing. Yeah, everything's there. Links to the different. Right now, I just currently have the place available on Airbnb. And, you know, each of the cars is available on either GetAround or Turo. You can rent a car by the hour, rent a car by the day. I work with a few partners. One of them just added a Model 3 long range for the new car that you just mentioned a couple of days ago. Got the range updated from 260 miles to 264 miles. So,
yeah. through nothing more than a piece of admin, it got better range.
Sure. Yeah. The one thing about that car, I think, I'm not 100% sure on this, but if you plug it into a wall charger and you get 32 amps, like I was almost thinking, boy, I don't know, the extra, you know, 5 or 8,000 might be worth it just to get the 48 amps to charge it, because 32 amps, you're getting pretty close to, you know, a mile every 2 minutes at that point, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so, I mean, so much to think about. And you're so right about taking holidays, vacations as well, that you feel good about taking, because already if you're flying somewhere, you know, I mean, flying is like one of the least good things you can do for the planet. And then we went to Norway earlier in last year, actually, in 2018. I wanted to go look at all the EV scene there, because it's like you watch Bjorn Nyland's videos, he's in Norway, and I mean, it really is. There's like rapid charges every 5 minutes in some cases, and they're you know, all new and they look great, but we went via boat from the UK, which kind of makes sense. I mean, it's like a day's travel, but there were moments when I was on the top deck looking up at this funnel and black smoke, just like this plume of smoke coming out of it, and you just know that the fuel they're putting in and burning for this boat, man, like, I feel guilty as well. So you're right. I think that the holiday or the vacation we take this year will definitely, we'll think much, much more about how we get there, how we travel, where we stay. So you're right. You're so right. We'll think a lot more about that. But I'm sure lots of people listening, you know, they'll think the same. Well, look, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to fill us in on the rental scene in the US. I mean, where do you think it's going? Do you think there's room for kind of more big companies or apps? Or do you reckon it's going to sort of stay where it is with more regional companies like yours kind of taking that kind of local custom?
I think more and more, it's just as the market evolves towards EVs, it's inevitable. You talk about it every day. All these, you know, current Ford Focuses and whatever else, all the kind of cars that are available now are going to ultimately be changed with, hopefully, you know, Tesla Model 3s and whatever other kind of, you know, Chevy Bolts and what have you. So I think it's ultimately going to turn into that, where it's just sort of, you know, a commodity, and people will be able to go to, you know, Enterprise and get sort of an entry-level car. And if they want a sort of a more of a luxury kind of high-end Tesla or anything like that, to the private sector where people are car sharing would be, I would say, where it ends up being. But I'm just excited to get more and more electric cars, you know, like listen to all the news daily, your podcast, you know, E for Electric, everything available right now. It's super exciting time for the transition we're all a part of right now.
If I come across anybody who's flying to Chicago, I'll make sure I point them in the direction of electricmotoring.net. Is it looking like it's going to be a busy year for you and your, you know, your vehicles, maybe even add to your fleet possibly?
Sure. I'm looking hopefully to get another Model 3, the $35,000 edition, and just keep it exactly as that. Keep it black, keep it no autopilot, so people can experience exactly that. You know, like this is the everyman car the whole company was built to provide. So that's something I'm looking forward to personally. And as far as like busyness, you know, it's very seasonal here, and you know, the city of Chicago, it's a world-class city in the summer, and you know, the winter is a little bit tougher like anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like more people come in the summer, which is what we're all looking forward to.
Wow. Well, thank you for everything that you do to put those zero emission miles on the roads in and around Chicago. And thank you so much for joining us on our podcast for a Saturday special. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Martin.
Well, I always find it fascinating with these interviews and to go somewhere in the world and learn more about different places, different ways of doing things, different apps, different companies and all those kind of things. So thank you so much to Paul. Hopefully in the rest of January, we'll take a look at EV hiring. If you have hired an EV specifically, by the way, I would love to hear from you. Email the show or contact me and let me know what you hired, how you did it, and let me know your experience. In the meantime, we have our question of the week for you to answer. Yeah, we've got a few more hours to get this in. We'll read it out on Sunday's show, by the way. Here is your question of the week this week, set by myev.com. What's your EV prediction of 2019? And maybe it is that more people will subscribe to cars or rent cars rather than buy them. What's your EV prediction for 2019? You can, if you want to, email me. The address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. There's YouTube and Facebook comments and myev.com itself. And there are 151 patrons of the podcast whose generosity, as Paul's, means I get to make the show, get to put it online, get to cover the costs of it, and actually these days even start to do a little bit of advertising of the podcast as well in really specific places to help raise the profile and hit, you know, reach more people and help. Hopefully, I mean, ultimately convert a few more people so that the next miles they drive are emission-free. That's the plan. Fingers crossed. It's going okay. If you want to join the Patreon gang, I'd love to read out your name tomorrow. If you want to sign up, patreon.com, that's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. It can be like a posh coffee once a month, like $10, and it really, really helps build this show. Thank you to Phil Roberts from Electric Future. That's EF.energy. And check out their Instagram as well. He was tweeting about that today. And these enormous installations, commercial level stuff that Phil does here in the UK. Our premium partner of the show, electricmotoring.net, who you just heard. And also Brad Crosby, who I'll tell you more about next week. But he joined up this week and is supporting the show in an incredible way. Thank you to our partners, David Allen. David always gives good feedback to our question of the week. OEM Audio of New Zealand and evpower.co.nz. If you are in New Zealand and you want accessories for your EV, check out evpower.co.nz. And Sasha Pallenberg as well. Thank you, Sasha. And our exec producers, Alan Robinson, who on Twitter is @ScottishEVOwner. Ashley Hill, Ariel Gear Skosvin, Bjarg Fuchstack, Bob Muir from GingerComputers.com in Dundee, Brian Weatherall, Brent Kingsford, Brian Young, Cesar Trujillo, Chris Benson, Chris Hopkins, Darren Bird, David Partington, David Prescott, Damian Davis, Don McAllister of ScreencastsOnline.com. Looking forward to talking to Don soon on the podcast. Hello, Frederick Rovick, George Clargo, Jack Oakley, Jerry Allison, Ken Morris, Jason Fan, John Bailey, John H. Mayer III, John Timmis, Kevin Mayerson, Ken Morris, Lars Dallager, Louis Hopkin, Luke Cully, Marcel Lohman, Marcel Ward, Maz Shah, Martin Croft, Matthew Ellis, Matthew Gruby, Neil E. Roberts and the gang at Sussex EVs, Paul Stevenson, Paul Seeger-Smith, Pete Glass, Philippe Calvet, Raj Badwal, Rene Schneider, Rod James, Rupert Mitchell, Sarah McCann, Scott Callahan, The Limousine Line in Sydney, and Zach Hurst. There are 347 previous episodes of the show, mostly news, a few interviews. You can learn a few things. If you want to get those shows, I keep them all online for free. Is an archive, if you like. You can subscribe to new shows, and then you get them first and free and automatically. If you could do, like, one thing for me, it's not the don't think about the Patreon thing, it would be to write a review. And if everybody who in, you know, if 10% of people who enjoyed the show wrote a review, I mean, I'd be so happy. But I know you're busy. In the meantime, say hi on the socials, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Search EV News Daily. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. And I'll catch you tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.